You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
It's all going wrong for Man City, Lee. Did they get back on track here?
Good question. I mean, BMG, as we'll call them, they've just started firing goals in the Bundesliga. Scored four against Augsburg. And obviously, I'm not saying Augsburg are any good. They're in the relegation zone. And scored three at the weekend against Stuttgart as well. So maybe just finding a little bit of form, of confidence. Lost 3-0 in Seville, Sevilla. Held them till half-time. And then they couldn't do any better than that. They've only been in the Champions League once before. Didn't do particularly well then. Look at City's games, though, just in general. Since that 1-0 win at Crystal Palace, lost 2-1 to Juventus, lost 2-1 to West Ham, won 4-1 at Sunderland, and lost 4-1 at Tottenham, of course. I think we'll get a goal from Borussia Mönchengladbach here. I think... You know, obviously, check team news. Check that Joe Hart is fit to play. He was on the bench. You'd imagine he would play in this one. Have a look at that Man City defence before you have a bet here. And if it is weakened down in any shape or form, I'm having Borussia Mönchengladbach to get on the score sheet here. I mean, the 3-1 to win the match, I don't think it's quite big enough. I think, you know, of all the games that Man City have had in the Champions League over recent seasons, and let's be fair to them, they don't have easy groups. Do you know what I mean? I mean, look at the games they have: Barcelona, Roma, Bayern Munich. It's not easy for them. Even Moscow aren't an easy team to go to. The last easy games they had, really, I think, were when they had Viktoria Plzeň in their group. You know, so, you know, but even then they were beating them 4-2 at home. You know, so I think this is the first time they've had a relatively easy team. Borussia Mönchengladbach are 14th in the Bundesliga. I think City go and win, but there's so little confidence in backing them at 10 to 11. I mean, you quite liked them before the start of the Champions League. You kind of went along the lines that I've been going on, and I kind of wanted to do it again this season. But having watched their naivety, it's hard to back them at odds on, isn't it? Even though they should win this. If this is a comparable Premier League team, they're not 10 to 11 and they go and win this game. No question in my mind about that. But there's some mental block when it comes to Champions League football with them. I'll tell you what I'll go for. I think they'll score goals. I'm not confident on the actual price, but Sergio Aguero is 10 to 11. So I'll play Sergio. I think Sergio Aguero is a better bet at that price than Manchester City are at 10 to 11. But I do think they could score a couple of goals here.
What do you make of Man City to win and both teams to score then? Because that's 5-2 and that becomes an attractive price.
Yeah, I like that. I do like that, yeah. I mean, over 2.5 goals is 7-10, so the traders think there's going to be goals in the game.
Yeah.
It's a funny bet that both teams to score one, because if we scroll down to the goals section and look at the price of Borussia Mönchengladbach to score a goal in the match, it's 2-5.
Yeah.
Go figure that out. So they're 2-5 to score a goal, which I think most of us would say is a short price. Yeah, you know, for just adding that in to the Man City 10-11 gives us 5-2. I know it's not a clean double, if you like.
No,
but you know, because they could, you know, go goal up and all the rest of it. But yeah, I could play that, Mark. You know, I'm a little bit skeptical against Man City, and I feel like they almost need to earn my betting trust back again in the Champions League before I back them at odds on. But Aguero needs to earn nothing off me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.